Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm talking with Dr. Beverly Tatum about the 40th anniversary celebration for Reverend Dwight Andrews at First Congregational Church. Dr. Tatum, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be with you.
Tell our listeners about First Congregational Church.
Well, First Congregational Church is a very historic church here in Atlanta. It was founded in 1867, so 150 years old, soon to be 151. And it has been a real beacon in the Atlanta community since its opening, whether literally providing cool water to thirsty passersby on the corner of John Wesley Dobbs and Cortlandt Street. There's a fountain that was made available during the days of Jim Crow so that passersby could have cool water to drink in an era of segregation. And fast forward 150 years later, it continues to be a beacon of outreach to local college students, to community members in the downtown area, but also is uniquely marked by its jazz ministry led by Reverend Dr. Dwight Andrews, who is not only the senior pastor, but a world-class jazz musician.
So you brought us right to Reverend Andrews. So Reverend Andrews is a jazz musician, and he is associated with First Congregational Church. Can you share with our listeners why that was important and, you know, a different type of ministry?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, it's important to just say that Reverend Dr. Dwight Andrews is the senior pastor of First Congregational Church, and he is also, as you've mentioned, a jazz musician, and he sees his music as really part of his ministry, an integral part of his ministry. So in addition, I also should mention that he teaches, he's a professor at Emory University. And so he's a very busy person, but certainly he thinks of music as part of his spiritual expression. He leads a study group at the church on the spirituality of jazz, in which he looks at the way in which jazz has been an expression of spiritual, whether that was for, you know, John Coltrane or other jazz musicians. But part of the outreach of the church, some of your listeners will know about the First Friday Jazz Program, for example, where talented artists come, and it's a opportunity to fellowship with people and listen to great jazz music on the first Friday of every month, as well as providing music instruction to young people from the surrounding community and beyond, so that they can have the opportunity at a time when a lot of schools are not offering music instruction, the opportunity for low-income kids to have access to that kind of enrichment.
And I think that is such a wonderful notion, the spirit of jazz. And we know, you know, lots of things have are filled to have some type of spirit with them, and music is definitely one. First Congregational, though, beyond the music, is a, as you mentioned, a historic church in our community. And there are lots of things that, you know, take place there and that have taken place under the Reverend Dwight Andrews' leadership. What do you want our listeners to know more about First Congregational and how they can get involved in that church?
Well, absolutely. Well, of course, every Sunday at 11, there is worship service, and all are welcome to that worship service. Again, the church is located on the corner of Cortlandt and John Wesley Dobbs. But it is also a church that is offering outreach in a lot of different ways, providing after-school tutoring to children in need and childcare support for working parents. We've talked about the cultural enrichment through music instruction. There's a food program helping college students at Georgia State nearby who are food insecure, or other neighbors, reducing isolation and creating community for the elderly. These are just some of the ways First Church has been meeting community needs across the decades. But I'm especially excited that we are launching an endowment campaign to provide a long-lasting source of support for these outreach ministries. As you know, we are going to be celebrating Reverend Dr. Andrews' 40th year of ordination. He was ordained on Martin Luther King Day, 1978, and in 2018 celebrated the 40th anniversary of his vocation as a minister. And so while we celebrate that with an event that is sold out, we are grateful to the outpouring of support that has been directed in this effort to the gala, which is taking place on November 3rd. It's sold out, so your listeners can't, unfortunately, get tickets, but it is intended to raise funds for the endowment to support the outreach ministry of the church and anyone, of course, who is interested in honoring Dr. Andrews. He's well known in the community. Anyone who's interested in supporting these music outreach programs as well as others can certainly go online to First Church and make a donation.
And the web address is firstchurchatl.org. It's firstchurchatl.org. And first is spelled out, F-I-R-S-T, churchatl.org. And you mentioned that this is a gala to celebrate that 40th year for Reverend Dr. Dwight Andrews as the leader of that congregation. And you've talked about it being, you know, the historic congregation, 40 years for Reverend Dr. Dwight Andrews. And the outreach that this congregation is able to do from this prime location right in downtown Atlanta. And you know, Dr. Tatum, as communities change, a lot of times churches change. But the First Congregational has been there for over 100 years. They've managed to, you know, hold on to their space and their congregants. And you mentioned Georgia State and also Clark Atlanta University. It is a welcoming place for young people as well.
Absolutely. In fact, just yesterday, I, of course, am very involved in this effort because I am a member of this particular congregation and have been involved in the endowment effort on behalf of First Congregational. But I was in church just yesterday, and we were surprised, but very delighted to see that Senator Cory Booker was in the audience, and Reverend Andrews invited him to come forward and say a few words. He talked about the importance of voting. And that kind of focus on community engagement is part of the ministry of the church. But also on the same Sunday, Reverend Andrews was inviting all the young people, students, who were in the congregation Sunday morning to stay and have lunch with him because he's very interested in hearing from them about their spiritual needs directly and wanting to connect with the college students. And you're right. Of course, Georgia State is right next door to the church, but every Sunday there are students from the AUC there as well. And it is a place where we hope everyone will feel welcome.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And again, the gala on November 3rd for their endowment is sold out. But if people want to make a donation in support of the endowment, they will be able to do so on the website. And again, it's First, F-I-R-S-T, Church, ATL.org. Dr. Tatum, thanks so much for sharing this information with our listeners.
Well, thanks for your interest, and I so appreciate your support. Thank you very much.
Take care.